are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Woo-wee! What a weekend of football. That was some good football yesterday. You know, even if your team didn't win, you have to say that was some damn good football. First, you know, hats off to the Falcons. I mean, who knew they would do as well as they did? And for them to play as hard and as, I mean, that was a phenomenal game with the 49ers. And I just thought it was a phenomenal season. So way to go, Atlanta. I think you did phenomenal this season. That was some great football. And I know you're going to hit it hard next year. We're proud of you. That was phenomenal. Ravens also. The Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. They haven't been to the Super Bowl since the year 2000. There, I mean, just some, yeah, this was just to me, year of the unexpected when it comes to football. And I should also say politics, the year of the unexpected with that one. But, as for football, way to go. Of course, I'll be giving you guys my picks based on the NFL injury report. That's how I usually pick who's going to win the Super Bowl, but we still have a couple weeks. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town, actually flying back. I'll be leaving out of JFK when the Super Bowl is on, so I'm hoping to get to JFK early and just kind of kick back there and be able to watch the game in a couple weeks. But still doesn't hurt for you to know my medical picks for that. I hope your team wins, guys. I love football. I always get depressed when football season ends. You know, I mean, it's one thing when all the Christmas lights get taken down and all the Christmas trees get thrown out and decorations put away, and that's always depressing. Depressing, but it really, to me, doesn't get depressing until football season's over. And then it's like, well, now what do we have to look forward to? Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I've never been that excited about. That's one of those holidays where I remember my lack of love and boyfriends as opposed to, you know, what I currently have, which is ridiculous. What I have is amazing. My husband is absolutely phenomenal, you know. But, you know, you do kind of take each other for granted, and Valentine's Day doesn't really get to be a big holiday. Valentine's Day is huge for the singles, you know, because that's, you know, the guy's chance of wooing the girl, and probably one of the most common days of first date or first relationship sex. So it's an extremely important holiday for the singles. For those of us who are married, we're like, I'm just like, give me the chocolate. And then I'm like, no, don't buy the Valentine's chocolate. Hershey's, please. Just give me, the big Hershey's, the 2-pound, that one, buy that one. Give me the Hershey's 2-pound bar. That's, you see, it's not very romantic. Happy Martin Luther King Day. And I guess it's Inauguration Day. Yeah, this is interesting. Michael writes, Doctor, I'm watching the inaugural festivities now and can't understand the state of mind of this country. I also can't believe that President Obama bought the votes. These people appear to really love him. What are we missing here? I have to admit, I did not have any opportunity to watch the inaugural festivities. I know Barbara Walters missed it. Apparently, she had a fall, suffered a laceration to her head, and I think she had been in the hospital overnight, so she's not there. But, you know, many of you have asked me, I mean, what are people thinking? What were people thinking when President Obama was voted in? You know, I got to tell you, if you want to be enlightened and kind of get an idea of voter psychology, I really urge you to watch the replay of The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents that's been playing on History Channel. Did any of you guys see that last week? That was a very well-done miniseries, just as well-done as Men Who Built America. And it wasn't skewed to the left. It was fairly neutral. I mean, one could even argue it might have been more favorable to, Ronald Reagan and Eisenhower. So somebody could argue it might have been more favorable to the right, but for the most part, in terms of the accuracy, because I study a lot of the stuff, it was pretty dead on. I was pretty impressed with that. And the one thing I took home from watching that 4-day miniseries, and it is replayed. From what I understand, it is replayed during the day, so you guys could TiVo it, is politics has always been an issue, and nobody has ever really loved the president. I mean, there's always been issues. People always thought their president was going to be a tyrant. I mean, ever since George Washington, John Adams, you know, took office, there, you know, people were always concerned that somebody was going to be a dictator. So even after we declared freedom and we ratified the Constitution and the amendments and, you know, et cetera, nobody has ever completely trusted their president. So, you know, what we've been dealing with President Obama, although we may think he's one of the worst presidents ever, some of us may think, there were other presidents, I mean, much more hated than he, you know, as you see this. Now, but there's also, though, a lot of fascinating tidbits. Like, for example, those of us who remember the Richard Nixon election and those of us who don't, you know, when we think back to Richard Nixon, we think about how he had to resign and Watergate, but you know, prior to that, I believe he had been the first president to take 59 of the states in an election. I mean, he was pretty damn popular right before the Watergate scandal had broken and come forward. And you know, you just through every presidency see how people just either hate their president or they're just in love with them. So you always have the faithful supporters, you always do, and then you always have the you always have the people that, you know, can either see through the political crap or you know, who just dislike them. But the one thing that I found fascinating was the tax rate was apparently jumped to 73% during Woodrow Wilson's term. Now, Woodrow Wilson actually had a stroke 13 months before he had a stroke and he was still running the country. But during his presidency, he had raised taxes to 73% for the top income bracket. Then Harding and Coolidge later came in, kept lowering the tax rates. That then spawned the Roaring Twenties, money coming in, people able to spend, etc. And then, of course, we then in 1929 have the crash. But, you know, you take a look and you see what other presidents did, whether it was wartime or not, and you see how they decided to raise taxes or you know, do their executive decisions. And I just look at now where we are, it's same crap, different day. Right? But popular opinion does weigh a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to XM Satellite, Talk, Superstation, all our affiliates out there. And a big kissy to Freeze Dry Guy. I love Freeze Dry Guy. He keeps us all prepared, and his food is great. Don't forget to check out freezedryguy.com to check out his specials. Quick correction here. I was stumbling, you could tell, in the first hour while I was trying to think back to when Woodrow Wilson died. Woodrow Wilson died in 1924, years after he left the presidency. He had a stroke, I believe, 13 months before his presidency had ended. So quick correction on that. I apologize. I know better. I should have known better. I'm into all this medical stuff that happens with the presidents. You know how we talk about a lot FDR, and how FDR is believed to have died from a hemorrhagic stroke while he was in office. And news last year had come forth saying, or a study had come forth saying, he had malignant melanoma. And so he had died from malignant melanoma. We talked about this Saturday. We've talked about this on the show, where FDR had been suffering from a mole that was above his left eyebrow. If you watch The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents, you could see it. If you see any pictures of FDR, the ones where he wasn't wearing makeup and it being touched up. It looks pretty pronounced, and it even appeared to have some elevation to it, a pretty significant one. The only thing that was a little unsettling with that theory with me, that he had died from the melanoma rather than the high blood pressure, is dying from melanoma, you lose a lot of weight. It's cancer. And so I hadn't really seen a lot of, you know, pictures of FDR looking like he had lost weight during his presidency until I was watching on the History Channel, The Ultimate Guide to the Presidents, where you saw a couple of his meetings with Churchill and some pictures of him in the later years. He looked extremely emaciated and extremely frail. And at that point, that you know, those the latest research may be true. He might have been dying from cancer at the time. Now, who knows? There could have been another cancer going on at the time, and because we didn't have CTs or MRIs, it wasn't diagnosed. But he did appear to be afflicted with some sort of cancer, and yeah, it's a shame when you see pictures such as that. You know, so back to the listener's question. You know, what is the psychology? They're watching inaugural festivities. Many of you have been watching it now today. I really haven't had a chance. And Obama looks all happy. And I think he was sworn in yesterday as well. And the family looks all happy. And of course they're happy, you know. I don't necessarily think it's that smug look. I saw the smug look when he ran re-election. And I know now many of us are sitting here holding our breath, kind of scared what the next 4 years is going to bring, because he obviously doesn't have to worry about re-election. We got Obamacare coming into play. We have, you know, with him having control of the Senate, there's very little checks to his power. And because it has been very well reported that he has not made as many executive decisions and invoked executive power as much as other presidents, we know what's coming. And it does. I think it leads. It makes a lot of us nervous. Many of us are still struggling in this economy. But you know, keep in mind, you know, our world is changing. Many of you have asked me, is the Republican Party lost? You know, what did Republicans do wrong? Did they not want to vote for a Mormon? That was surprising. Some of you think the reason why Mitt Romney lost is because he was Mormon, and some other religious groups wouldn't have voted for him. I just don't think it's that. I think our population is changing. And I think, you know, Obama had one hell of a PR campaign, not to mention all the other goodies that were promised. There were just more people out there who would vote for him than would vote for Republicans. Right now, the numbers are saying that California's Hispanic population is going to outnumber whites by the end of this year. We're talking this year. This year now. All right. Apparently, California's Hispanic population is slated, they say, to become the state's majority ethnicity by the end of this year. Now, of course, the media throughout this whole election cycle has talked about how the Republicans did not know how to tap in on the Latinos. And, you know, I found some of the stereotypes very insulting. I'm not Latina, but I do have Latina family members. And there are many conservative Hispanics out there. There are. But again, you know, the way we approached the way the conservatives decided to approach immigration and the way the media twisted our approach, I think, you know, we were done for. But I do believe that the Hispanic population does have a conservative base too. A huge population of it. And I think the psychology of future elections I'm struggling for words. That's what happens when it's a holiday Monday. I don't think that the conservative movement is completely lost, because I think there are a lot of Hispanics there, a lot of Latinos that have worked very hard in this country and did make it without needing government help, and does not want that stereotype that many Hispanics are unfortunately are being unfortunately given. So, boy, I tell you, Lord have mercy. Okay, oh, man, see, this is what happens. See, by Wednesday, the words are a-flowing. But after Monday, I got a nap in yesterday. I had all-day football. What a great day, and now I can't speak. No, and I stuck to my diet. I didn't eat anything except drink water during the game. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm just very hypoglycemic. One other piece of election news today, as we're observing Inauguration Day, as well as Martin Luther King Day, is they said at least 200,000 people did not vote in Florida on Election Day because of long lines. According to the Orlando Sentinel, at least 201,000 voters or would-be voters decided to not cast a ballot. And they said they just didn't have time. They couldn't stand in lines, even though they, I think, lengthened closing times and extended closing times to 7 p.m. Many people just couldn't do it. You know, now, if we wanted to bring in psychology, Florida was a battleground state. And from what we understood, Florida was supposed to be close. It should have been close. So I'm actually surprised that 200,000 voters would have given up in Florida. Now, I do understand that the media kept saying Obama's ahead in the polls. I really doubt people didn't vote because they thought it was a lost cause. This was a very passionate election. I really, for both sides. But, if voting is such a difficult, long process. I mean, thank God I live in Nevada and we had early voting. Because somebody like me with my work schedule, no, I could not have stood in an hour line. I could not have stood in a half hour line. I would have had to leave. I need a 28-hour day. Now, I probably wouldn't have. This election was too important, so I would have probably stuck it out. But I did. The very first day of early voting, the lines were completely around the buildings. Luckily, I was able to drive on and find another voting site where I was able to walk right in. So that is a pretty significant number. These are just numbers coming out of Florida. 200,000 people decide not to vote because the lines are too long. Now, that's Florida's fault. All right, they should have had plenty of voting booths. They should have made it very easy. Also, if you think about the senior population, you know, I understand the weather's not that cold. Florida has some nice weather, but still, many of them do not like to be outside. Many of them still feel cold. We've talked about, the homeothermic mechanisms in the body and how many of our seniors, they don't feel, they can't tell if it's hot, they can't tell if it's cold as well as we can, or some of them will feel more hot, feel more cold, etc. So if you're uncomfortable or you're in pain and you're standing out there in a line, no. And also people kind of bunch up together. You notice you do that in a line? I love the psychology of lines. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a family doctor. But still, you're standing in line, and you want to get the line moving. So what do? You kind of huddle up, and people start to scritch up together just to feel like they're moving. I think one of the worst things for any of our psyche is standing in a Disneyland line. When you stand there and nothing moves, or they have two lines going and you see the other line move, that's like getting stabbed 20 times. I mean, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in the wrong line. And then you want to flip over to the line, and people in Disneyland lines are really mean. You cannot take cuts in Disneyland lines. I mean, these guys really have their act together. I mean, they know how to stop you from cheating. So anyway, no lines. I don't like lines. I'm getting lines on my forehead. Don't go away. Medical news, 1-877. Doc Dolly.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that get to be off work today, oh, that's wonderful. Good for you guys. Our office is still pretty slammed, flu season, so I get to run to work today. I never really usually take Martin Luther King Day off. I'd like to. It's just always in the medical field. We've always had to work. So I've never kind of looked at it as a vacation day. It would be nice, though. It would be nice. But I was a huge fan of Martin Luther King. I thought he did amazing work. He was a dear friend to Israel and a dear friend to all of us. And it's it's a nice day for remembrance. So for those of you observing, good for you. You know, many of you have been again talking to me about home evasion and the gun laws. This is still the pervading topic. You know, not as much medical news and advancements as I wish. Many of you have had a lot of concerns about the guns, and I don't blame you. This is pretty concerning. I would though love to quickly review with you some safety tips on home invasions. A couple of these security sites and Popular Mechanics had a phenomenal one. But let me just quickly, we'll quickly go to the phone lines, and then I want to review safety tips for home invasion real quick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dolly. I was just calling in regards to the question about guns and with burglars. Generally, if you have an occupied home invasion, I believe the statistic I heard was 90% of the times when you are occupied, home invaders come in. They're not coming in to burglarize. They're coming in for the violence. The burglary is secondhand. Mm-hmm. Burglars come in when you're gone. Home mm-hmm. invaders come in to do violence.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about that, expand on that. That's something that I had learned. Remember, I was surrounded by police growing up, and not surrounded by police myself, but, you know, a lot of police friends, a lot of my patients, et cetera. There is a difference. Home invasion, you know, the home invasion we take a lot more seriously than the burglary, because there is that motive there, that there is that increased possibility of harming people in the house or kidnapping, et cetera. Whereas many burglaries do occur when you know, people think that you're not there or you're not looking. And that's why listening to so many of your questions and your comments, I thought we should quickly review things you should do to avoid home, you know, invasion. Now, most of you are going to think this is pretty self-explanatory, you know, like getting a dog. You know, we had a variety of different dogs when I was growing up, those little Shih Tzus, little Dachshund. Get a big dog and a dog whose bark, all right, is pretty loud and intimidating. Now, we have a yellow lab. Now, you know, the lab, there's no surprise here, and I know for security, I probably shouldn't admit this, but many of you know about my dog. My dog's kind of a dodo head. You know, when we had a home invasion, while I was up at about 2 a.m. working on podcasts out of my office, and we had a home invasion, and he was pretty close to me. My door was open because it was a beautiful night and air was coming in, and even though our front door was locked and the back door was locked and the gate was locked, he was able to get in. He was able to jump the fence or something, and he felt like he was probably about 10 feet away from where I was, including the pathway to the door. And luckily he had hit something and the alarm went off, and so I ran to get the gun. And I was really calm about it, too. Just because I have guns, I just feel more calm. I feel more safe. So I'm like, don't worry, I got the shotgun. I'm good. Everybody else, go back to sleep. I got this one. I got the gun. I was just really relaxed about it. So he leaves. I didn't even have to fire any warning shots. He leaves. From what I understand, steals our neighbor's car. It was weird, too, because when I felt he was 10 feet away from me, I was like, I thought it was my husband outside dealing with the dogs, you know, letting the dogs go out to pee or something, because he just felt like, you know, it was just, to me, felt like a 6 foot man. My husband's 6 feet. I didn't see him. You know, you just kind of get that feeling. I felt like there was a 6 foot man, you know, near me. So I thought it was my husband. Right? And then when the alarm went off, I was like, okay, that's not my husband. And you kind of heard him run. So then I decided to tell my husband. He was asleep, didn't wake up to the alarm. Right? The dog was lying there with his legs spread and all his junk kind of hanging out. And I wake up the other dog. The cats were already ready to go. I mean, the cats they had their acts together. They always do. You know, I just woke everybody up. You know, my husband's like, what are you doing with the gun? I'm like, we had a home. Somebody was in our house. Hello. So then my husband decides to go check, and, you know, all right, fine. Got it. No, but I don't blame my husband, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the guns in the house. So I'm pretty happy about that. I just felt safe. By the way, they did find the guy, and he was 6 feet tall. Crazy how your instinct kicks in like that. But it is scary to think that he was in our house. I don't know why the initial alarm didn't trip, but the secondary alarm did, the motion sensors, etc. So, of course, we have the, you know, alarm people out going, what the hell? But, you know, scary stuff. You know, and did he come to just burglarize, or did he mean harm on my kids or on my family? And you bet your butt I you know, I had that shotgun question me. I'm comfortable with any guns, but I feel, you know, feel like I pretty sexy with that shotgun. I was like, you know, keep in mind I was wearing SpongeBob SquarePants pajama bottoms at the time. Doesn't matter. But according to Popular Mechanics, when they go through your tips, seven ways to protect yourself from a home invasion, they said if you own a gun for self-defense, prepare. You know what to do with the gun, know where your gun is. You know, make sure you have flashlights so you can find it, because many home invasions will cut your power. They're going to cut your power. So you think you're going to be able to find where things are. Practice. Do drills where you and the family know how to run around your house without power. You know how many steps to get to somewhere. Know your house really well. Make sure you don't have a bunch of crap on the floor that you guys are going to trip over and hurt yourselves on. But know how to navigate your house in the dark. See, me, it's easy because the cats sleep in very predictable areas. So I step on one cat, I know I'm halfway to the bathroom. I step on the other cat, I know I'm right by the toilet. Right? So like, meow, meow, meow. So I also got the sound, the advantage of sound. But for most of us, we don't. Of course, plant thorny bushes around the windows. That could be a deterrent. You know, keep in mind also, a lot of your burglars and a lot of your home invaders still could be lazy. And you want to tap in on that advantage and take advantage of their laziness. So if they see a window that they could come right up to, or if there's a window with thorny bushes, they'll probably try to go to the easier window. Same thing with the house with the dog. If you have a dog that's barking and making noise, or there's a house without a dog, they'll probably choose the house without the dog. They also recommend to hang a bell on the door. This way, if your alarm system, I guess, if your alarm system, you know, craps out, you are woken up by something that is amiss. Make sure you also have a safe room that you could go to. Remember that woman who protected her kids with the shotgun by a home invader? He comes and she has the gun. The kids are behind her. Mama has the gun and she shoots them. Make sure you have a safe room. Have what you need in there, water, food, flashlight, as well as whatever weapon you think you're going to need. All right. Another thing that I found very interesting that they suggested is keep a spare front door key on a chain with a glow stick. So if you, so let's say the police come, you're in your safe room, supposedly. You don't want to go downstairs or to a part of the house where the door is because you don't know if the bad guy or bad girl is still there. You could throw the key out the window. It has a glow stick on it, and then the police find it and they could use that to get into your house. I mean, I'm sure they could also kick the door as well, but many of us, after everything's said and done, we want to just close the door and go back to sleep. So I don't want them messing with the door if they don't have to. So kind of some interesting tips from Popular Mechanics. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is interesting, all right? I really dig when in medicine, research will combine two different medical fields. all right, to cure one of the other fields, okay? I know that doesn't come out right, but that was how I was trying to introduce this next story. What these researchers are doing is testing pacemakers on Alzheimer brains to see if using pacemaker electricity could stave off Alzheimer dementia. Isn't that cool? Right? We use pacemakers for the heart, give it extra discharge to electrically charge the heart and get the heart to pump if the rhythm isn't right or the heart can't conduct a rhythm properly and predictably. So, I guess this is going to sound pretty barbaric, but if it works, this is pretty cool. From what we understand, holes are drilled into the patient's skull so tiny wires could be implanted, according to Fox News, into just the right spot. They say the first U.S. experiments with quote-unquote brain pacemakers for Alzheimer's are getting underway. Scientists are trying to look beyond drugs to implants in the hunt, I guess, for much-needed new treatments. Of course, research is in its infancy. They have only a few dozen people with early-stage Alzheimer's are going to have the implants. No one has no idea if it's going to work, how long it's going to take, if the effects might last. But there is an Ohio woman named Kathy Sanford. She's an early-stage Alzheimer's, but it is gradually getting worse. She has volunteered. Doctors at Ohio State University explained that the constant electrical stimulation of the brain circuits involved in memory and thinking might keep those neural networks active for longer, essentially bypassing some of dementia's damage. I got to tell you, electricity has been used for as long as I could remember, since the medical revolution, for different types of things to see if it would assist in, let's say, healing wounds. I mean, we know we've used electrical stimulation for depression, and it's worked. It has. You know, doing shock treatments, the electrical boost in the brain, albeit in the past it seemed pretty barbaric, nowadays they sedate you and they still do electric shock treatments. And it really works for depression. It does. How long does it last? We don't know. But it's logical to think that the next, shall we say, pathway of research would then be, okay, well, let's try electricity with dementia and memory loss and cognitive dysfunction. So it does. It makes sense. So the new approach is called deep brain stimulation. And like I said, it's kind of acting like a pacemaker where it gives these continuous jolts over certain nerve cells. Now, we have seen that this type of treatment used in Parkinson's disease and other movement disorders. And what we found is over 85,000 to 100,000 people around the world have been treated with this type of deep brain stimulation with very few side effects. Canadian researchers almost a decade ago thought maybe we could use this for Alzheimer's. They switched on the electrical joints in the brain of an obese man and apparently were able to unlock huge amounts of old memories. Now, he didn't really have dementia, so they couldn't move forward down the dementia path, but the fact that the electrical jolt helped open up memories means we could use this for possibly memory loss. Now, all right, Alzheimer's will have memory loss, but not all memory loss means you have Alzheimer's. So we do have to be careful with that as well. But, interesting. To me, it's fascinating. And remember, if let's say, you know, anybody is going to be getting electrical shock treatment or deep brain stimulation, I mean, nowadays they sedate you. So it's not like in the olden days, what was it, like One Floor Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Is that where you get, you're tied down and you're, in bondage when you're being, semi-electrocuted. It's not like that, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, researchers at Oxford University, I think, are just as frustrated as we are with the whole BMI discussion and who is obese and who is not. And researchers at Oxford University, you know, think that maybe tall people are being unfortunately stereotyped as obese because the BMI calculation may not be as accurate as it needs to be. All right. They say proposed changes to the official body mass index mean tall people may not be as overweight as they thought, while those under 5'7" could find themselves needing to lose a little bit more weight. Researchers at Oxford University say the formula currently used to calculate BMI is flawed and renders tall people too fat and short people too thin. See, right now, BMI is calculated dividing a person's weight by their height. Gives a rough estimate, etc. Like here's some examples. They say like 6'2". All right. If you use the older version and they want to come up with a newer version, I guess. Let me see. If you're 6'2", you're they aren't telling us how many pounds. Sorry about that. I'm reading this as we go. My issue with the whole BMI. And deciding if somebody's obese or not is we have people with different body types. Okay, you got linebackers type builds, right? Fullbacks, and then you have the kickers. Okay, there are people that have different builds. A cyclist has a much different build than a wrestler. Now, do people that have the linebacker build, wrestler type build, are they more prone to heart disease? Yeah, in science we have found that those people that do have the bigger necks, that do have the apple shape, could be more at risk for heart disease than your more thin Lance Armstrong looking type of person. But, when we come to these BMIs, we've been putting BMIs on people's charts for a while. And I can't tell you how many people come up obese. And, I mean, they're muscular. I mean, they are toned. They are tight. So, keep in mind, whenever we use these things in medicine, they're not supposed to be 100%. We expect them to. We expect that any scale we use, any calculation we use, is at 100%. Of course we do. I mean, this is medicine, this is our health. But we also have to understand that everything will have its limitations. And so, somebody who's 6 foot tall, 220 pounds and very muscular with that linebacker type build, if you make him, go down to 180 pounds, he's going to be pretty emaciated. I mean, that's not his size. So we need to come up with, scales of certain builds. Now, we used to. In the 70s and 80s, we did identify light builds, medium builds, and it was based on bone structure. For example, I have size 10 feet. When I was at my skinniest, and I was very skinny during some parts in medical school because you didn't have time to eat, I could wear a size 7. But, I mean, my hips, you could see the hips under my skin. I mean, it was, you could see the ribs out of my chest. I couldn't be smaller than a size 7. This was my bone structure. I had size 10 feet. I had the bootylicious hips. I mean, and it wasn't fat. My bones could only, shrink so much. I mean, that was my build. And we used to take build into effect. Now, yes, many skeletons, when you do look at, skeletons and our ancestors, who have died previously before us and you take, many of the skeletons and, oh man, are we at the end? All right. Well, anyway, they need to think about build. Okay. let me just conclude with that. All right. Don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home and God bless.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.